Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And joining me is my co-host, Lena. She is a business entrepreneur and a great client and friend. Are you there, Lena?
Hi, Billy, how are you?
Have I got Lena?
Yes.
You sound so different. I'm sorry. Wow. Maybe the galaxy opening up and all the portals with the equinox has you sounding brighter.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've got a lot of callers waiting, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I like to always give people a little bit of information. This is not just to do readings. Anybody can do that. I like to teach. That's the main thing I do, is teach people. Like Lena, she has studied with me for several years on developing her spiritual self and achieving what she needs out of life. And that's what the purpose of all this is that I'm doing, as well as letting you know I exist and I'm in business. You can check out my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. It's a long name, but I want to state what I am. I am a spiritual advisor. So I know you've been studying up on the equinox, Lena, as of course I have. And we can share some thoughts, but also this is something people don't know, that traditionally this is the Cherokee New Year. And let me just real quick explain why it was their New Year. It's because the harvest had come in. They had, brought in all their crops. They were starting to celebrate to prepare for winter. And these celebrations usually lasted 14 days. And by the way, Cherokee people were one of the tribes that did not live in teepees. They lived in houses constructed usually of wood. And they lived a different type of lifestyle than many of the other natives, but again, all for the good. They respected the Creator, its creations, paying attention to the moon, to the different times of the year. And that's what the autumn equinox is. You want to share anything on that or not, hear about the equinox, Lena?
Yes, that's a little bit about autumn equinox. It's a good thing just to know a little trivia. It is the moment where we have equal hours of both day and nighttime entering into the fall. This is a good moment of transition where it's nice to let in positive energy and to set goals and to basically get your life back on track to where you want it to go in a positive way. So this is a good time to join together and talk about it.
It is, and it's interesting. You know, fall, you know, the leaves turn their beautiful colors because they're letting go, they're dying. And they're, and that's kind of symbolic of what we need to be doing, is letting go, you know, being able to release, let go, you know, those sorts of things. That's really important. So remember, you know, we can sometimes be our own worst enemy in many ways because we control all, you know, we can't control everything in the world, but we can control our thoughts. And if you always are thinking, if everything I do is a disaster, 10 to 1, it will be a disaster. So you got to take this time and let go of the past. Let go of your thoughts. Let go of bad relationships. Let go of whatever isn't working. This is the time to be doing it. Wouldn't you agree, Lena?
Yes, absolutely. This is the time to let things go that you no longer want, that's no longer of benefit to you. And by letting these things go, you welcome in the new. So
absolutely.
This is a time to make those changes.
And this is why, you know, like the equinox, the solstice, the full moons, the new moons are always important because the Mother Earth and all the universe is working with us, and if we work in alignment with it, things start happening, very much so. You know, so this is something to remember, that there's a lot going on, a lot more than you think, just in, let's say, in our day-to-day life. We just don't realize the magnitude of all that is working through God, the angels. All that is happening is really something. And if you start taking it in, these energies are working with you. It's you working with them, you know, and that can often be our biggest drawback is us. I know for myself I can do that real well.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just, you know, and Alina is here also, you know, she is not a psychic, so don't think she is. She is, what I said, a co-host. I need someone always with me to help and guide me and slap me upside the head when I need it. remind me what I need to be doing, just like I slap her. So it's equal. We do have our fun bitch slapping each other once in a while. So I hope you enjoy this. And, you know, I know you're waiting there, callers, so I'm going to take the first caller that's been waiting the longest here, area code 916. Hello, are you there?
Hi, I am so honored to meet you. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Wendy. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And can I get your birth date, please?
July the 6th, 1951. I was born 8:45 in the evening.
Hey, we're the same year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I was
happy,
born in 51.
Happy recent birthday.
Yeah, yeah. We're all, you know, come from a different generation, that's for sure. Anyway, what's on your mind that you'd like to ask or talk about?
Well, I started a job with Centene, a major medical insurance company, in their call center on July the 5th. They couldn't get me into their database for 3 days, so I missed out on 3 days training, and they didn't want to start me fresh, but I was able to, I think it's a blessing, I got a window of time off to fix my hearing aids. So I started back this Monday, and all this week they could not get me in their database. And they finally got me in yesterday, but then another system, they couldn't get me in until 3 hours before my shift ended. And I think I was somewhat stressed. I'm very polite, so I would never say anything wrong, but I think it was obvious I was worried and stressed, and I feel like I've lost a week's training. I feel like they should start me fresh, but I don't think they will. And then the trainer accidentally deleted something, and she told me afterwards, if that happens again, just focus on her, and she's right. But I'm concerned. Do I still have my job? Am I going to make the 7 weeks training? Am I going to keep the job at least two to 4 years?
Well, let's just focus on right now. You know, I don't want to go way out, but let's just see, are you going to keep this job, you know, this year? How's that? That's a good one.
Well, that's not a very long time, though. I need it way longer than that.
I understand, but I cannot see that far ahead. You know, anything can change due to free will. You must understand, free will changes things. And even what a person who does readings gets tonight can change tomorrow, because something could shift. So that's why I say I do not go that far out. But let me see if you're going to keep this job. I can see, you know, your anxiety and the worry. It seems like you feel like you're just hanging like by a thread, but you will keep the job, okay? It is going to go through. I think what you'll have to do, if possible, would be ask them if there's anything you can study away from the work, you know, like at home. Ask them, you know, say, I know I'm not up to what I should be, and I really want to learn, you know, show that you're aggressive, that you want something. And I think they will give it to you. Okay.
Well, they did say today that we could go to the website, Covered California, through HealthNet, and that would help us. So when I go back in on Monday, I will let each of them know, you know, when it's appropriate, that I was glad that they gave us an idea of how to.
And I would recommend that you go on it this weekend and study like the, you know, like a crazy, you know, because I think you can be caught up. I get that you're going to keep this job. I know you're in fear, but I don't see you losing it. Okay. And that's
Thank
really
you.
The major.
What did you say about being called up?
I just said I think you need to just be on that website this weekend and study like crazy so that when you're in on Monday, you show yourself that you really caught up with everything.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Okay.
It's really,
and,
it's not too complicated.
No. And does Victoria like me, or am I just a nuisance to her?
What is her first name?
Her first name is Victoria. She's a trainer.
All right, all right. Well, when you show yourself, like Lena is a business person, when you show yourself knowledgeable and present yourself business-like, it makes a difference. Lena, you want to add a thought on that?
Yeah,
well, yes.
I think that's good advice, words of wisdom, keep things business professional. What about Paula? She's the main supervisor. Does she like me? Will she be supportive of me keeping this job?
Well, I'm not going to be able to go through all of your people here
because
I have many callers waiting. But
yeah,
I get that, yes, they do like them, that your supervisors, your overseers, whatever you want to call them, do like you. Lena wanted to add something. Please let her do so, okay?
Thank you so much, sir.
No problem. Lena. Yes. Yes, as a business professional, it's always good to show confidence in your knowledge. And that's just being very knowledgeable and also being able to own a fault or say what you don't know and seek out the answers and be pretty much self-directed as much as possible. But just seeking more information on a level to where this person has to, you know, respect you, but not over-demanding, but just respect you as an intellect. That will help the communication a lot better between you two. And also, you know, it would ease a little tension that you may think that is there. So,
you know, that sounds like solid wisdom, and I think you both are right, and I thank you. And I, if I may, can I just ask the gentleman one quick question? Do you think,
no,
I know you can't speak too
I really
far.
Do have to. I really do have to move on. We've got a lot of callers lined up here tonight, but you can always contact me and get a private reading. My rates are very reasonable. Go to my website, Cherokee Billy Spiritual Advisor. But I want to try to get to everyone. I didn't last time, and I really want to make an effort. So I hope that we were of help to you.
I think it's an honor to speak to both of you, and hopefully I'll call back again. And I thank you both from my heart.
You are more than
welcome,
and you be blessed. And we will talk again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And I just want to bring up a subject here before we go to the next caller. Lena, you know, it's like we're talking the autumn equinox, and I can't emphasize enough. You know, I know you do these ceremonies and stuff as well as I do, that this is a time to really honor not only Mother Earth, but the God of your belief, the angels, everything, and set up some special little altar. You can use pumpkins, gourds, incense, flowers, candles, and do some prayers. And this is a good time to focus on what you want to create. What have you done this year? Write out a list. What have I done that I wanted to do this year? Write that out. See what it comes out to. And then, okay, what do I want to accomplish to the end of this year? Write that out. This is where you, and then say a prayer. And, you know, just be quiet, meditate. You know, we're caught up in our fear and our concerns so much we forget to tune in to those that can help us. And they come from, and we're coming up to the most magical time of the year, in my opinion, because the veil between the spirit world and our world is getting thinner, and especially through the month of October. And this is the time to really tune into those spirits and to that world. So I want to add that in. Anything you want to add, Lena?
Yes, like you said, I traditionally do something. And in my new place here, I've decided to make a little area where I go and I have my prayer. And I have a little setup where I'm able to just get some quietness and be able to meditate. And I often use your meditation video that you have on YouTube just to get me into a more quiet, more relaxed place where I can do some sound, deep breathing exercises just to get me, you know, very relaxed and still to where I can hear from the higher exactly what it is that I should be looking forward to doing for the rest of this year and the upcoming year that will, you know, allow me to progress in life and leave positive, you know, impacts upon my life and also positive to my spirit. So this
Very
is a good time to focus in on those things.
And, you know, in doing so, you know, by acknowledging all those great divine spirits helping us, believe me, that attitude of gratitude brings in the miracles. That's for sure.
Yes.
And I think you know what. So let's go on. We got a lot of people, like I said, waiting. Let's go on. Here we go. Somebody out here in the San Fernando Valley, it looks like, if this is going to connect me. Area code 818. Are you there? Hello? I don't know if they can hear me. I don't know if it connected right. I will try and go to another caller and see. Okay, next caller. Let's see. I hope it connects. Area code 302. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, hello. And who is this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Thank you for calling, Jackie. And can I get your birth date, please?
January 2nd of 61.
Wow, you're almost a new year, baby.
Yeah, almost.
And what is on your mind, Jackie, that you'd like to have us look at? And remember,
this is
a special night to do stuff, so let's roll.
Yeah, I would like to know what is in store for me with a job.
You mean if you're going to keep the job? I mean, kind of give me an idea what you're looking at here.
Oh, sorry. I went back to school to get a master's degree, and I have completed my schoolwork, and now I'm looking for a job as a counselor.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. That's great. I love it. All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. So you want to know if you're going to get a counseling job, right? Are you working like a counselor?
Yes, yes.
Are you looking to work with a special group of people like children, adults, people with addiction problems, or what?
I'm open to anything, but I guess my heart of desires is to work with adults.
Okay. Now, this is the thing about doing that ceremony we discussed earlier. Why don't you write out what exactly you want? Send this
and I
out
have
to
done
you.
That.
Wonderful. Good. Good to hear it. And keep, especially this next 2 weeks are very powerful to do it. Well, I see you getting a job, and it's going to be this year, okay? That I do see. And I see you're pretty happy with it. So I would have to say it's in the area that you're looking at, okay? Because I see you happy. It's not a job where you dread. It's not a job where you dread going in every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. And like I said, I see it coming this year. Now, I cannot tell you exactly where or what, but you're putting out the effort, and that's the main thing. It's going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah. Okay. Because I've been looking, and I just thought I would have it by now. I mean, I had to do a year unpaid internship.
That often happens, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
In today's world, it's highly competitive. You know, you're up against younger people, et cetera, et cetera. And you do have to do a lot, but I do see money coming in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take it when I see money coming in that you're getting the job.
Okay, good. Okay, well, thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, and please check out my website. I have a lot of information for free there, and you can learn quite a bit. Check out CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. Okay?
All right. Well, happy fall.
Yes, and the same to you. And thank you so much for calling. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, you still there, Lena?
Yes, I'm here. I started to write a new list.
You're starting already, huh?
Yes.
Well, you know, and it's so important to evaluate those lists, you know, of what we're doing. And look at it and go, okay, what have I done and where am I going? Because just to give people information, Lena contacted me about almost 3 years ago as a client, and we have worked together with me doing life coaching and counseling, and her direction has taken a significant upward swing from when I met her. Significant. And I'm not saying that lightly. So, if you can do it, anybody can do it.
Absolutely.
You know,
Yeah.
You know, because I call you a business entrepreneur because you've got so much lined up that you plan on doing, and you're already accomplished one of your biggest goals. And that is exciting, and it's there for everyone. So let's take another caller here. This is area code 806. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks so much for calling, and happy equinox.
Oh, I love it. First day. It feels good.
Yes. That's why I wanted to do this show tonight, to honor this and all the traditions that celebrate these equinox. Besides Native American, you've got your pagans, you've got many people celebrating tonight. Anyway, can I get your birth date, Sherry?
You bet. April 11, 73.
And what is it you'd like to have me look at?
I am going to be listing my house for sale, and I wanted to see if you saw that going by the end of the year so that I could relocate.
In
January.
All right, let me just take a look here. One moment. And by the way, just to let people know, I do spiritual readings. I'm not using tarot cards, oracle cards, anything. It just comes. And that's the way it should be. Anyway, one second. Have you had trouble selling this house?
I haven't started yet.
Okay. Because it's like, I see, maybe it's just been inside of you. Have you had trouble letting go of it?
I did up until this year. It was my first house I ever bought.
Yeah, because I kept seeing a blockage here. I'm going, I wonder what that is. So, yeah, that explains that it is sentimental. But, you know, release it. We were talking, this is a ceremonial thing. And I would do it with this equinox. You know, go through each room of that house. Light a stick of incense and walk through and bless each room and give thanks and thank it for what it has done for you all these years. Okay?
Yes.
That's very important. By doing that, letting go and saying goodbye in such a loving way, I think it will really help it sell quickly, because the house will be drawing in positive energy from the work you do. I would make sure you bring in the white light of God into that house, the angels around it. Make it so appealing people want it and they don't even know why.
Right.
Because of your spiritual work. But you asked about the end of this year. Strong possibility of it selling by the end of the year. Okay? If it isn't, it would be at the latest, I would say February, latest. But it's pretty darn strong for it coming in at the end of the year. And so, again, just do some ceremonies, do some blessings, bring in all that light of God, the angels, and again, it attracts people without them understanding why. Pretty interesting. You were going to say something, I'm sorry.
I'm also going to bury St. Joseph as well.
I don't understand that.
Apparently, if you bury one in the front yard, it helps the sale as well.
Oh, that's something I've never heard. But hey, I try anything, you know. Why not, you know? As long as you're calling in, you know, nothing but good energy from the divine, I see why not, you know.
Right.
And yes,
but you,
it will sell. And again,
do you see California on the other end?
I beg your pardon?
Do you see California on the other end of that?
You mean where you're moving to?
Right.
Whereabouts in California?
I think northern is where doors appear to be opening.
Okay, all right. Are we talking above San Francisco?
Yes.
Like Eureka up in that area?
Or Yuba, north of Sacramento.
Right, okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, it definitely looks like you're going to California. I'm not sure the location, but I get yes, yes, yes. Okay. Whatever you choose, whichever location you decide upon, that's where you will go. And again, write it out tonight, what you want. Send it out to the universe. This is the night to do so.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be quite surprised, and you're going to see a big difference. And again, really give thanks to that house for all it's given you. And you're going to be going, wow, this is really amazing. And it's going to go smoother and quicker and everything better. The more you pull in that energy from the divine, the better it works.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and have a blessed evening. And please be sure and check out my website. I have lots of articles. I've written about 9 books. There's a lot you can find on my website. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was a real interesting call, wasn't it, Lena?
Yes. Yes,
because, you know, because, again, how you move forward is say goodbye to something that has served you and send it off with love and light. And by doing that, you show gratitude. You know, one of the things about Native Americans that people admire, and they may not do it, but they see it, is that they always honored every single thing. Like, say, if they killed an animal. They honored the animal. They used every part of the animal. They didn't discard anything from the entrails, the bones, whatever. And they always did prayers. They gave thanks to it. They honored everything that the Creator, God, the Grandfather, gave to us. Because all of these things are gifts to us. But it's all in how we use it. And how our attitude is about it.
Yes, to always be grateful and appreciative of what you have, that opens the door for you to receive more, you know.
Absolutely, and boy, more really can come flooding in more than people ever would realize, you know.
Yes.
And again, it's the attitude of gratitude that gets the miracles. So let's
Absolutely.
Take another caller. Another caller here. Area code 256, are you there? If you're there, you're real far away. I'm sorry, but I cannot hear you. You're going to have to either move closer to the phone or something. I don't know if they're there or not. Well, I'm sorry, but I cannot hear you, caller. So
hello.
Try again. What?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, your name, please.
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. And
Hi.
What is it? Let's get your birth date first.
It is November 5th, 1970.
And what is it you're calling about?
I'm calling about career, a new job. I actually did a new moon ceremony, and I put that on my paperwork, and I did the abundance check.
Okay, and what is it you want me to look at?
I want you to look at, I've been applying to different jobs, and what I want you to look at is, you know, I'm going in the right direction with the job that I'm applying for.
All right, that sounds good. One moment. Let me see. In other words, are you on your path? Really? Hang
yep.
on a sec. One moment. Yes, you are. And the way you're going on this job, you're going to have one very soon. And you are, this is interesting. I don't know if you've done any spiritual work on this, have you?
I prayed and I wrote things down.
Good, because I'm getting a real indication that it's been heard, because I see angels all around you. Real big blessings on this one. It's like the job you get will be so perfect, it's going to be, you know, it was sent from God. Okay?
Okay.
And you're glad, and you're going in the right path, and you're going to get it very soon.
Okay.
I would feel within the next 5 weeks, it comes in pretty strong. It may take a little longer, but I'm picking up pretty soon on this.
Okay.
So okay. That should be good news. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and you have a blessed and happy fall equinox.
Thank you. You have a blessed
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, Lena, we're back, you and me here.
Yes.
And just to let people know who are listening, please call in. The lines, we've got one caller waiting, but the lines are open. If you want to ask a question, please do. We're here to help you, teach you, and also answer questions. And again, I have to say, check out my website. Most people never do, but I have written tons of articles that are there, blog posts, all types of information is there, as well as about my services. The classes that I teach privately, group, I teach a lot of things, and they're all there for you to look at, and my books can be of great benefit. I've even written a memoir, one about what started me on my spiritual path. It's called Heavenly Seduction, and it's like no other book you will ever read about how someone came upon a spiritual life. I had to go through it the hard way, as I do everything. I always do the hardest hard way. Never easy. Yeah, you're laughing. And you can listen to me read the first chapter of my book. It's there on my website, by the way. You're laughing. Go ahead, Lena. Share what you wanted to on this.
Oh, that book is extremely interesting. It's gives a great, you know, overview of your life. I have not finished it. However, it is the best that I have read so far, and I truly think that anyone who is listening should go to your website and take a look at it, maybe even get the download. It can help, you know, share insight to anyone who's ever gone through a few life obstacles and changes, you know.
Oh, yes, and I went through a great deal to get on this path and be the teacher, the advisor that I have become. It took a lot, and I came from a religious, being taught up in a religious background that left me basically an atheist. And a man came along, and he opened up my eyes to the possibility of God, and I took it from there, and it was quite a journey and still is. Always learning and always spending time with the Creator and with all that is divine to learn. Because that's where the learning and the teachings come. You know, you can talk to everybody and their brother, but it's in silence that God speaks. Now,
yeah.
Let's see. We've got another caller. And as I say, if anyone's listening, you want to call in, please do so. Okay, we're going to area code 832. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello.
And your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
And can I get your birth date?
April 2nd, 1959.
Okay, and what is it you want to ask about, Karen?
I'd like to find out if God and the angels are with me and helping me.
If you've asked, they are there. It's not easy. It's not complicated.
I did ask.
And they're there. It's that simple. It really isn't
okay.
Hard. It's only hard if you make it hard.
And tonight is the night to write down all requests.
Not just requests, but to write down what has happened this past year for yourself. Look at, analyze the year. We've got the last quarter of it left. So look at what you've accomplished and then ask for what you want going forward. Write it out. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to write it out. It puts it more solid when you write it. To think it's kind of invisible. But when you put it on a computer or on paper and have written it out, it becomes more real.
Like a letter to God?
Well, yes, that's one way to put it, yes. You know, write a letter, but, you know, write out what you're looking for. And, yes, write it to God. Write it to whatever you believe in, you know, that is divine. Your angels, you can make it a group letter. And in doing so, things will start changing. It may not happen quickly, and on the other hand, it may happen immediately. You never know. You just have to do it.
Okay, and I wanted to say that to the caller that earlier that St. Joseph, Baron St. Joseph is an amazing thing to do because my daughter sold her house a few years ago within 24 hours, so that does work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know all the things that are out there, but, hey, I always say if it's for the good, why not? That's my attitude of it. And obviously this is for the good. So thank you for sharing that. And hopefully the caller is still listening.
Yes.
You know, And is there anything else?
Well, is the people that's renting my daughter's house, are they going to be moving out within the year?
Okay, one moment. Let me look. One moment. Yes, they will move out at the end of their agreement. So that's probably about a year. And yes, they will be moving.
Oh, good. Are they good people? Is that a good energy that's in there now?
Yes, I feel they are. I did not pick up a bunch of negative energy around them. So I do feel that they are good people.
So my daughter will be able to move. Oh, okay. We'll be able to move back in.
Yes, and just make sure you go through and clear out all the energies from the other people before you move in.
Oh. Okay. How do you do that?
Well, I have a video, how to remove negative energies from your home. It's on YouTube.
Oh.
You type in, how to remove negative energies from your home, Cherokee Billy, and it should pull up my video. I've done hundreds of videos, instructions on just about every subject. So all you got to do is look.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your calling and know that things are turning around and make everything happen with your requests and your blessings and prayers tonight. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm grateful.
Well, thank you, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Lena, it's just you and me. I guess everybody's celebrating. I guess they're out in the woods dancing naked tonight.
That's good. Celebrating. Letting go and letting in good positive energy. That's the goal tonight.
Absolutely.
You know?
And, you know, I hope that people are, if they even listen to this in the future, as I say, the next 2 weeks is still a reverberation of this time period. And you can pull it in. We've got coming up a new moon and, you know, many other things. This has been an interesting week. You know, we had the new moon this past week. We've got a full moon coming up. There's always something happening. And let's just talk a little bit about, you know, let's just say, you know, it's been mainly, have you noticed people calling about work? You know, in today's world, our careers, our jobs, our workplace is becoming more and more important because it's getting harder and harder to get jobs, to maintain jobs. Our world is changing radically. And like in your case, you know, when we first started working, you were doing work that you did not like.
Oh, burned out.
Absolutely.
It just didn't do it for me anymore. And I called you and I had a question about, you know, but also my career. I knew I wanted to move it forward and just was not sure which direction. I don't know if you recall or not. I would say 2 years ago, 2 years ago from this, probably this day, or just like around this time, we did a new moon reading or a full moon reading. And that there pretty much set a good tone for me because you went over my past, my present, and my past. And that you pretty much, that was the best reading I could ever get from you. I know a lot of people call in and they have just, you know, a question here or there, but these readings that you do
for the new moon and the full moon readings that you offer are truly what help curve, you know, my pathway to the correct and the right direction. I didn't know how to get into the medical coding direction, but you let me know what it is that I needed to do. You let me know who my spirit guides were and, you know, what my spiritual animal was and things that I needed to do. And I created that sanctuary where I can go and I can, you know, meditate, receive God's white light, and I let go of the past and welcomed in my new future, and I set sail. And I am what I am today. I started my own business.
And I feel you're moving forward. You know, I've always told you that I see you self-employed and that you will be quite successful. And I know you have the vision of what that is, and you're getting closer and closer to it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one quick thing, let me interject. You know, with a new moon and full moon reading, people can't, it isn't about asking questions. It's about me giving you what the your path, where you're going, what you came from, where you're headed. It's quite different. People are, you know, quite amazed who do these. You are one of the people who do it on a regular or semi-regular basis. And I have a few others. And, you know, they always say, like, these are just astounding readings because it really gives clear direction of where you're going, you know, in your path. And you mentioned power animals. And, again, I want to bring in, you know, the Cherokee Nation on this. You know, and about how they reverenced everything that was living, and that included the grass, the rocks, everything, because everything has a vibration. People ask, how can you do this work, and that means my classes, everything, without being in person. I'm doing them by internet or phone. It's because of the vibration traveling. I can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 minute. I just was kind of curious to see if I pick up what animal may be around you at this time. I'll be looking. You go ahead and speak a minute here.
Okay. Okay. But yes, while we've been talking, I just decided that, you know, let me revise my list of things that I would like to let go and things that I would like to bring in. You know, just getting back on track, I noticed that I picked up a few negative habits and negative thinking, and it's easy to do because we, you know, come in the presence of different people and different energies all the time, and sometimes you're not sure where you may pick it up at, but just to clear yourself, this is a good time to go through a spiritual cleansing and welcome in what's good. The positivity.
And a quick little note, spiritual cleansing. You know, a lot of people do use sage. You can use incense.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the white light. There's many ways to clear your energy. And I'd recommend doing it, especially, again, we're at this significant time. I got an interesting animal for you. And I went over this three times here as you were talking, and I kept getting the same animal. And it's the otter. And the otter represents the medicine woman.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Quite interesting from where you came from. You're becoming the medicine woman.
Yes.
And I'm just looking here. And it's the otter, and, you know, otters are often playful. You know, you see them in the water. They're just so darn cute. They're always playing. But it says here, otter may be telling you to become the playful child and to simply allow things to unfold in your life. And that doesn't mean going out partying, okay? I got to emphasize that.
Come on now.
It may be time to stop your addiction to worrying. And the otter, that's part of their, they just kind of enjoy the moment. But otter also teaches the importance of not hanging on to material things that would bind you or become a burden. In looking at how you can learn from otter's habits, you might look at the joyfulness of your nature and give some thoughts to what your true joy is, what your gifts are. And if you're receiving any messages during your meditations, become like the otter and move gently into the river of life. Flow with the waters of the universe. This is the way of the balanced female receptive energy. Honor it. In doing so, you discover the power of woman and you become the medicine woman. There you
go.
Yeah, really
that
powerful.
That sounds perfect for me, too.
Yeah, it always amazes me, you know, what animals come up for people, because I have no clue. And, you know, it's just, it's there, and you're like, wow, it is really remarkable, you know, what comes through and what those animals are saying. Again, I do follow, you know, Native American beliefs, obviously. I am half Cherokee. My other half is Irish, so I got the Celtic on that side. So, gosh, I got a lot of spirituality. Both of my parents were extremely perceptive, clairvoyant, whatever word you want to use. The great insight, and they could read people very well, very quickly. It was always amazing to me. I was young and dumb and didn't understand it, but, you know, they're gone now, and I see how they did it and what wisdom they had. You know, they were great people. Mm-hmm. My mother, it's coming up in October here, 30 years since she passed. And in that time, you know, yes, I've had communication with her. No, I do not sit and try to channel my parents. If they have something to say, they come to me. I do not intrude upon the spirit world. I don't think it's that I should do, even though they're my family. Again, they will come to me when it's needed and when it's important. Any thoughts there on that?
Well, that's good. You know, sometimes they don't want to be bothered, and we go see them.
Yes. One time, this was many, many years ago, a woman asked me to channel her deceased father. Well, I saw him, and he was like in the ground in a manhole cover. And he opened up the manhole cover and he just yelled at me, "Leave me alone." And he slammed it down. And I asked her, I said, "Did your father have a hard life?" She said, "Very." I said, "Well, he doesn't want to be bothered anymore. And he didn't want to connect to this world." You know?
Yeah.
And I learned a lot. And, you know, there are many gifted people out there who can channel, and God bless them, who can do it so much. I do, but I always say I'm a reluctant psychic medium because I just don't feel like intruding upon people. And like people have asked me about channeling celebrities. I did channel one once for a while, and boy, it was interesting, but I wouldn't do it again because, again, I don't know them. And I feel it's best if you know them. That's why I teach, by the way, we'll go back to my classes. I do teach if you want to learn how to communicate with the deceased. I may be doing a group class probably pretty soon because of October. Because as I mentioned earlier, this is the time where the veil thins between the spirit world and ours. Communication flows better than ever. And I hope to do a program with you, Lena, on Halloween night. It's such a powerful night. You know, so anyway, I wish we would have had more callers tonight, but again, I guess everybody's out partying. You know, maybe
next time.
Well, maybe they're out lighting bonfires for the equinox. Who knows? Let's hope they are. Or again, dancing naked out there in the woods. I don't care. As long as we're celebrating and giving thanks, it doesn't matter how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's for the good. And I want to add in something very important, more critical than ever. We need each one of us, and I have a Facebook fan page you may want to check out, but because I put almost every day, pray for this world, pray for people you don't know. Right now, look at all the disasters going on worldwide. This world of ours needs prayer more than ever. And people say, well, how can mine make a difference? Because if every little drop in the ocean joins together, it becomes an ocean. And so if we all join together praying, we send out powerful light into this world, and we can help improve the world and change it. And right now the world desperately needs prayer more than ever.
Yes.
You know, there's just too many horrendous things that have been going on. I'm sure everyone's aware of them. And, you know, it's just too much. It's worldwide. It isn't just America people. Unfortunately, in America, I find often the people don't look around, but many do. But it is worldwide what's going on. You got an earthquake in Japan, the earthquake in Mexico, the heavy floodings in India that have been far worse than what happened in Florida, the damage and destruction. And it's just, you know, the hurricanes going through the Caribbean at this time. There's so many things that need our prayers. I believe that God is still on the throne and that prayer changes things. And no matter what, I don't care what your belief is, however you feel about God, just pray. That's all I can say.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, prayer does change things. And it's also good to not only, you know, pray for yourself, but to pray for others and their well-being as well.
I think it's and more important, the more we pray for others, the more the blessings come to us, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was my point. Absolutely. Just to send out prayers for others and their time and need. Absolutely. And and it's across the world right now. It's not just in one place. Definitely.
No. It isn't. And it is so needed. And, you know, it's so much devastation and so much loss for so many people. And there's so much sadness. And, you know, if we can help with our prayers and bring something better to people's lives, just think what we've done. That's a miracle right there. So you may not think you're much in this world, whoever is listening, but your prayers are powerful. You are something. That's why prayer warriors are needed and called upon more this time in the world than ever. And keep that in mind. We are all here for a reason. It isn't just to work, do a job, buy a home, have a family. That isn't the whole purpose of life. It is in helping others and giving to others that we receive the blessings. And that's what needs to be remembered. Well, I hope the next time, I'm not sure when we're going to be doing another program, but it will be next week. And I hope that we get more people calling in. Sorry I had to cut that one lady short, but we had a full board and then boom, a lot of people went out. But I hope that you call in again. And I thank you, Lena, for being with me and taking time out of your busy schedule to do this program with me. I really appreciate it.
I enjoy this. Yes.
Yeah, you add such good insight and you have such good common sense and, you know, a way of talking that people can relate to. Ah, somebody came in and here we're down to the last. And I'll try real quick. Hi, caller at 832. I got only 1 minute. If you can say real quick your question, I'll do my best. I don't know if they heard me. Anyway, well, Lena, thank you. And everyone, have a blessed, happy fall equinox. Good night.
Good night.